Turner Lane is going to be our gospel reader today.
Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of David and the house of his servant David. He has spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give the light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is the word of the Lord.
One of the things I enjoy during Advent is singing or listening to Christmas carols. My favorite childhood memory of Christmas is when I sang Christmas carols in the children's choir at Christmas Eve service. I even sang a solo. I can still picture a little girl singing a carol song, which she practiced for days before the congregation that night. Tan il jong i deng deng deng, eunen age ulinda, cho gipgo gipun san gol o maksari edo. How about that? It's like a Korean carol song. It's like silver bell. And I also enjoyed Christmas caroling for cancer patients at the hospitals during my college years. Back then, I used to go out downtown with friends and enjoyed singing along to Christmas carols that resounded on the streets. I'm sure that we all agree Christmas carols are what makes the Christmas season more beautiful, right? Did you know that there were Christmas songs in the Bible too? Luke introduced us to a few original Christmas carols. We all know and love the Magnificat, Mary's song in Luke chapter 1. Another carol in chapter 1 is Zechariah's song called the Benedictus, which we are going to look at today. The Benedictus was composed by a man named Zechariah. He is different from the prophet Zechariah, who wrote the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. The Zechariah referenced in Luke chapter 1 was a priest in Jerusalem, right before Jesus was born. Luke tells the story of how an angel predicted that Zechariah and his barren wife, Elizabeth, who was too old to be pregnant, would give birth to a son to prepare the way of the Messiah. Zechariah didn't believe the angel, so his power to speak was taken away from him for the 9 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy. When the baby was finally born, Zechariah named him John, as the angel had instructed, and his speech was immediately restored. In that joyous moment, as he held his son in his arms, Zechariah broke forth in a song to praise God. That song is the Benedictus. Verse 67 says, "Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy." Inspired by the Spirit, Zechariah sees that day coming. The Messiah is almost on his way. Since the book of Malachi, 400 years have passed, while the people of Israel had been waiting for the Messiah to come. Benedictus is all about the truth that the long-awaited Messiah has come to his people. In his short song, Zechariah repeatedly makes clear why the Messiah had to come. In verse 68, he has come and redeemed his people. Verse 69 says, he has raised up a horn of salvation for us. Verse 71, salvation from our enemies. Verse 74, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies. Jesus Christ came to the world simply to save human beings who are sentenced to sin and death. That's what Christmas is all about. Amen. Now, in verses 76 and 77, Zechariah turns his focus to the infant son he holds in his arms, speaking directly to the baby and utters three specific prophecies about his future. The first is, you will be called a prophet of the Most High. The second is, you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Third is to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. This is exactly what John the Baptist did. His whole mission was to make his nation ready for the coming of the Messiah. He was a prophet, a preparer, and a preacher of salvation. John began his ministry by going out to the desert region around the Jordan River and preaching about repentance from sin. Multitudes of men and women flocked to hear his messages and decided to be baptized, which was the sure way to prepare for the coming of the Lord. When John saw Jesus, he cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Although Zechariah holds his infant son just 8 days old. He clearly sees the work God has called him to do. John was the man God chose to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Of course, having a son at a very old age, Zechariah was not able to see how his son, John the Baptist, fulfilled all his prophecies. But he was able to bless his son by faith in the Holy Spirit. Even though he did not know that his son would be murdered at a very young age in order to accomplish God's divine purpose, Zechariah humbly prophesied as the Spirit guided. Through Zechariah's song, we ought to remember what the coming of Christ means to us today. Let's remember two important things. First, Jesus came as the light of the world. Verse 78 says, "The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death." No matter how difficult our circumstances are, no matter how dark the present situation may be, the darkness is destined to dissipate at dawn. The news and social media these days realistically show how dark this world is. But we should pay more attention to the light of the Lord that drives away the darkness of this world. Amen. Christ is the light. Christ is the light of the world. He has come into this world, and nothing can ever be the same again. When the light shines, we see everything differently. When the light shines, our problems don't seem so big and large. When the light shines, we have courage to keep on going, keep on going. Amen. Do you know how our Lord shines his light today? Through his churches, through you and me. Let us not forget that baby Jesus, who came as the light of the world, invites us to live as the light of the world. Our Lord trusts us as being the light of the world and expects us to shine his light, not ours, his light through our good deeds and loving actions and enthusiastic worship. So that the darkness over this world can be vanished. Do you see any darkness in here? No, I don't see it, because your light in you, Jesus' light in you, shines through you and me. Amen. The last book of the Old Testament and the last chapter of the entire Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4, ends with a prophecy about the coming of the Messiah. I will read verse 2. "But for you who revere my name. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. And you will go out and leap like well-fed calves. Amen. These prophecies were fulfilled by the coming of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Today, our Lord still shines his light with righteousness that can only be visible for those who revere God. The greatest gift of this light is that you will experience the amazing healing of your body, mind, and spirit given to those who believe in the Lord. May God heal you, bless you, so that we can go out and live like healthy calves to do God's mission. God's people say, amen. Second, Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. Verse 79 says, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Jesus came 2,000 years ago to bring peace on earth. This was predicted hundreds of years earlier by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Until we have God's favor and blessing on our lives, we cannot experience real peace. When you trust in the entire Christmas story and accept the forgiveness that Jesus purchased for you through his death, then God's peace is possible. The peace Jesus brings is the peace that transcends the world, all human understanding, which means that the believer has something the world does not have. The world cannot buy and can never take away. Do you have this precious gift of peace right now? Comedian Bob Hope, I can imagine some of you can remember him, shared the following story. It was Christmas 1948. He and his troupe held a concert to comfort American soldiers stationed in Germany. They performed near the Berlin Wall. Beyond the concrete wall was an Eastern Berlin, which was a communist nation. When composer Irving Berlin took the stage, he began to sing his famous Christmas carol, White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. We can sing later. Then from the East Berlin side over the high wall, the people began to sing. Just like the ones I used to know. Surprisingly, Even communist East Germans knew this Christmas carol. The great chorus of East and West Germany was resounding all over the sky in the city, overcoming the barriers of ideologies. What a beautiful scene that must have been. So peaceful, so warm. Don't you think we need this kind of peace in our society, our nation, and the world? Jesus is inviting us to this peace. Once we come to Jesus, our Lord will guide us to pursue peace in our relationship with God upwardly. Peace in our relationship with neighbors horizontally. And peace with ourselves inwardly. It may be getting harder to find this peace in our difficult world. But for those who wait for baby Jesus will be granted the peace that the world would not know of. Are you prepared to welcome Emmanuel, God, who came to the world to be with us? Yes, good Lord. Will you drop everything and welcome him into your heart? Praise the Lord. Will you open your eyes to see the light of the world? Hallelujah, Lord. Will you let him shine the light through you? Praise, praise God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.